I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talk to the man who led Pitt to that win last night, 89-86 in overtime. Jeff Capel joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. Coach, good morning. How's everything?
Hey, good morning, guys. Everything's good.
Yes, everything should be good. A lot of losses all in a row, 23 games in the league, then you win last night. I'm going to start you off with this. I was watching the game intently, and I rewound it three or four times on my DVR, and I was watching Louisville's bench, Coach. And I was watching Chris Mack and Dino Gaudio and Steve Pegues, right? And it seemed to me that it looked like they were telling their team, for the most part, just get to overtime. And then when they got to overtime, it was like a celebration on their bench. Like, they had felt like they'd accomplished something. Can you talk about having to offset, like, demoralization going into overtime and how you got your kids ramped back up? Because that was really something to me, that they felt like that they were still okay going into overtime.
You know, we had a big lead, I think, on the 4-minute timeout, or maybe about five, I don't know the exact time, but we had a double-digit lead, and we were playing very well. And they made a run, and we weren't able to answer it. And obviously I wasn't paying attention to their bench. I was concentrating on us. When we got to overtime, I did feel the dejection from our team, from our guys. We had played so hard, and at moments for the majority of the game, we had played really well. We had answered every run that they had given us, and you know, we were in incredible foul trouble. We had guys playing a lot of minutes, and you know, there was dejection. I could see it in our faces, and so I jumped them real quick. You know, once I saw that, once I noticed that, it just said, we're okay. Like, we're fine. We're going to win. It's just five more minutes now. You know, we talked about this game being a 10-round fight, and it's four-minute games, four-minute stretches with the media timeouts, and so it's five each half. And we needed to win more of the rounds. And we just thought, look, we have another round now. We have to win this round. And they came right out. They hit a three. But I thought one of the biggest plays was Xavier, the very next play, coming back and him stepping up and making a three. And then from then, you could see the excitement, and we were right back in it. We were able to get the lead the next possession, and then we were able to hold on to it for the rest of the game.
How do you balance in those moments, Coach, coaching the emotion of the situation with coaching the X's and O's of the situation?
Well, it's more the emotion of it, to be honest with you, in that moment. That's the first thing, because the X and O's won't work properly if the emotion, if guys aren't focused. If we don't have a positive attitude, a strong face, if we don't have that at that moment, then for us, you know, we are trying to figure out how to win. We're trying to learn how to win. That's something that no one on this team understands. And one of the things we talked about in preparation for this game since the North Carolina game was that we have to invest more. And, you know, people think of investment of you know, just money or, you know, the resources and things like that. But each person involved in our program, and it's everyone, not just the players, but the managers, obviously the coaches, the support staff, everyone has to invest more. You know, this has to be a passion. This can't just be a job. And it's not a 9-to-5 job. It's something that you have to be passionate about. Because in order to pull this thing out from where it is, it's going to take a big-time commitment from everyone and a big-time investment from everyone. And so that's one of the things I was really proud of, is that we've talked about that. We've seen it in practice. And to see us come out and have some success with that, to see a Terrell Brown who's putting in more work, you know, to play like he did, especially during that spurt in the second half when he was blocking shots, finishing, we were going to him, to see McGowan's, you know, shoot the ball like that, like he did, 12 for 19, and to be efficient, to see Xavier to, you know, be in foul trouble in the first half and to come back in the second half in overtime and score 17 points, and to have 10 assists, to see Ibis Toney play his butt off defensively against, you know, maybe one of the most improved guys in the league, Kenneth Chukwuka. I mean, I appreciated it some last night when I went back and watched tape last night to look at the job he did defensively. And then the two buckets he had were really, really big. Cameron Davis's three in the first half, Malik Ellison to get a start, and then to play at the center spot in our zone was something that he hadn't done all year. He did that on the fly. And then Jared Wilson framed, you know, his leadership throughout. So, again, to see that, to see these guys learning the investment, and to see us have some success was something I'm really proud of and happy for our guys.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Jeff Capel joining us here after that big ACC victory last night against Louisville. Have you ever explicitly told, or even maybe just thought in your head, about both Trey and Xavier, you're not allowed to be young basketball players. You just have to be college basketball players this year?
Yeah, we've told all three of those guys that, those two guys and these, because that's the reality of the situation. They have to grow up very, very quickly. And they've done it. Now, again, they have freshman moments. You look at the end of overtime. It was the end of overtime when they went to the 1-3-1 zone. And then we didn't have the poise and we turned the ball over. You know, one of the reasons I didn't call a timeout at the end of regulation is because they were in man. I knew if we called timeout, they were going to go to the 1-3-1. And I wanted to see us play that out and to do it the right way. And, you know, so we showed some youth in that experience. But those guys have been good. You know, they are three guys that are naturally competitive. They are naturally tough, and they have quickness and athleticism. You know, Audis has been playing, I'm not going to say out of position, but he's had to guard and defend and do things differently because of, you know, our lack of size. And because of his competitiveness and he battles, you know, in his first two conference games, he's had to primarily guard Luke May. And then in this game, Jordan Nwora, who's averaging 18 points and about 9 rebounds a game. And, you know, the awareness that he had for him was big time. We don't win the game without that. And so those three guys have had to grow up quickly. It's something we talked to them about, understanding that they are going to have freshman moments. But that's something that we have to live with, and that's going to help them and help our program as we go forward.
Jeff Capel with us here on the Fan Morning Show. You talked about not calling the timeout in OT, but you made the decision in the second half, Jeff, when Louisville was going on a run. They had cut the lead down to within one possession, and you could have ride it out for another 30 seconds, get to the under 8, but you decide to call the timeout at 8:25. You guys come out on a 9-0 run, and it helped buoy you towards the end of the second half. What went into that decision to call it there and not wait for the under 8?
Well, yeah, I felt the momentum. They had the momentum, and I thought in that moment, that offensive possession for us was a big one, because the thing I didn't want us to do was give up the lead. And so we wanted to call a timeout to gather ourselves and to make sure we got what we wanted on the offensive possession. And we were fortunate enough to do that and fortunate enough to be able to finish it. It's one thing to be able to get what you want, but then you have to be able to convert it. And so we did that. That energized our defense again. Our crowd was amazing all night. Got the crowd back into it. We were able to get some stops to get back out the transition. And it was during that spurt right there where Terrell Brown played probably his best basketball in his career here at Pitt.
All right, Jeff Capel joining us a couple more minutes here on the Fan Morning Show. I'm not going to bring up free throws this week because I said how well you were shooting them, and then you didn't shoot them well last night.
Yeah, no.
But I will bring this up. So you force 18 turnovers and you score 29 points off of those last night. That jumps off the sheet at me because of this. It's one thing to force them. It is absolutely demoralizing when you get a bucket after you force one. I mean, that's just putting somebody in double jeopardy. How much do you stress to a team what that can do to break someone's back, to not just pick somebody, but to make sure to score after?
we talk about it a lot, and that's something that we have to be good at that part of the game, because, you know, I feel that we are at our best when we get out in transition. You're not playing against a set defense, and then we have speed. You know, with those two guys, with Xavier and with Trey, those two guys have elite speed. And then what it does is that we have to get used to something we're still getting used to, is the other guys running and getting to the spots. And we want to take up space to allow those two guys to have room. And they have to get to their spots on the floor, and to be shot ready. You know, that's where Jared can get shots. Jared hasn't shot the ball as well as he's capable of. One of the reasons is that he has to learn how to play faster and move without the ball and get to his spots and be ready. You know, and so to be able to force turnovers, we've been a pretty good defensive team all year. I thought that's what enabled us to play well in the first half and to go in with a double-digit lead, is that we held them to 31% in the first half. And our defense was okay in the second half, except for stretch day. We had to go zone. We were in such foul trouble. We had to play a little bit more zone than I wanted to play. But we had to do that to be able to try to keep some guys in the game. You see at the end, both of our bigs were out. We had to go to a small lineup. But again, to be able to force 18 turnovers against that team, that's an older team we played against. I mean, that's, you know, Cunningham's 23 years old. He's a graduate. You know, Four is a graduate. He's a college graduate, so he's 23 years old. McMahon is a redshirt junior, so he's probably 21. Same thing with Sutton. That guy's a redshirt junior transfer, so he's 21, 22 years old. And so, you know, for our guys to be able to do that and then to convert, to force those turnovers and then to convert that into offense for us is a huge thing.
Coach, it seemed to me anyway that I think it was close to 50% of your points in the paint, they came off of off-ball movement, a lot of backdoor cuts, and it just seemed to me that there was a focus on off-ball movement on the offensive side of the floor last night. Am I mistaken?
Well, we wanted to move them. I mean, Louisville's a good defensive team. They have the pack line principles, and so we wanted to get movement and move them around. The first half, their ball screen coverage was that they were switching everything, even with the five, and so we were able to take advantage of that a little bit. And when we got the five on one of our guards, we were able to drive him. We were very fortunate. We were able to make some shots from three, which was really good, and that opened some things up. In the second half, after the first three possessions, they switched their ball screen coverage, and they went to a hard hedge, which is something they normally do. And when they did that, we just kind of inverted and started putting Xavier in the ball screens. He's better against that when teams are doing that. But we wanted to get movement off the ball. We wanted to get ball reversal. That's something we talked about. When we did that, we had success, because the thing that was happening is that you made them play in closeouts, and that opens up driving opportunities for everyone else. It's one of the reasons why we were able to shoot so many free throws. We got to the free throw line 33 times. Obviously, we have to convert those. If we do a better job converting those, which we had done for most of the year, then maybe it's not an overtime. But that's something as we go forward. The past two games, we haven't shot free throws well. I think part of it is that we're learning that we have to play harder. And so there's a little bit more fatigue. And, you know, we have to be able to make free throws when we're tired, to concentrate and step up.
Last thing for you, Saturday you go into NC State. Kevin Keats has it going down there again. There's excitement around that program. He's a guy that was really good at UNC Wilmington. I don't need to tell you about that. There's a buzz around that program again.
Yeah, it is. Kevin's done a really, really good job. He plays an exciting style. They get after you. They have six transfers, so they're another team that's older, and they've been one of the better teams in the country. That atmosphere there is really good. Obviously, when they're good, it's better. You know, it's an excitement. They're a little bit nasty with you, which is exciting to play against, to be honest with you. And, you know, they're similar to us as far as their size. They don't have a lot of size. They play four guards, but they're relentless. They pressure you. They press. And they force you into making decisions. And then offensively, they just put you in continuous ball it. They spread the floor out. They have shooting. So it'll be a tough challenge for us. Obviously, they had a day of rest after playing North Carolina on Tuesday. We went to an overtime game. There's not much we can do physically today in practice. It's more of a mental day as far as preparation. But for us, one of the big things is that we have to move on to the next play. You know, just like after North Carolina, we were dejected. We got beat pretty good. We had to move on to the next play after that. Well, now today, it's time to move on. We can't be still basking in Louisville. You know, we have to start our preparation to get ready for NC State.
Pit coach Jeff Capel, go get him in Raleigh, coach, and we'll talk soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks,
all
Jeff.
Right, great stuff. He coached his backside off last night. I'll tell you what. And I, when it went to overtime, if you look at that basketball game, the way it played out, if you're a Louisville fan, you the last 5 minutes you're saying, if we get to overtime, we're good.
Yeah. And then the Louisville comes out and bangs a three on the first possession, and you're thinking, oh boy, here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.